Teachers in several states have gone on strike in recent months, protesting for better pay and working conditions. But that's not the case in Florida, and likely will never be. Still, once upon a time, Florida led the first teacher strike in the United States. I'm Lynn Hatter. In 1967, Claude Kirk became the first Republican governor elected in Florida since Reconstruction. And in his inaugural speech, he made a promise.
No longer can we afford to mark time while other states pursue and capture educational excellence. Florida must be number one in education.
So in 1968, Governor Kirk ran as being the education governor. And when he got here, he did anything but help the public education system.
Joanne McCall leads Florida's largest teachers union, the Florida Education Association. This year marks the 50th anniversary of the 1968 Florida teacher walkout. Instead of more money for education, Governor Kirk pitched funding cuts.
And teachers across this state had really just had enough. So they gathered at what was what is the Citrus Bowl now in Orlando, the old Tangerine Bowl is what it was called then. They gathered and they had this big rally.
Every time they'd hear somebody talk about doing more for education, they knew it was just talk, and they'd get madder.
The schools were not well-built. They were old.
We walked out because we didn't have books like we should have had.
The question of more money just on our salaries was not a priority item at all. It was basically just for better conditions for the students.
Those are the voices of past FEA leaders in a union-produced documentary on the hows and whys of the walkout. Former FEA Executive Secretary Phil Constance on the growing frustration. Union Treasurer Bob Lee on school conditions. Ulysses Black on the lack of books. And Indian River County teacher Edna Tate. After that gathering in Orlando, Governor Kirk convened a special session of the legislature on education. Nothing came of it. And so?
On February 19, 1968, 35,000 resignations from Florida teachers were activated. It was the first statewide teachers' strike in U.S. history.
I'll never forget the governor of Florida flying in from California.
Pat Tornillo served as head of the Classroom Teachers Association during that time.
And announcing to everyone that he was going to come to Miami if I would invite him to speak to the 6,000 teachers in Marine Stadium. And he would convince them, if he could only have the opportunity to talk to them, that they had made a mistake, and convince them to go back to the classroom.
Kirk's speech to the teachers didn't work. The strike went on for 3 weeks. But at the time, there were no immediate gains. Eventually, teachers went back to work. Some lost their jobs. Yet in 1974, the state passed a collective bargaining law, allowing the union to negotiate on behalf of teachers with their employers. From there, teachers earned paid holidays and an employer-backed retirement, today's state pension.
But with that comes great penalties. Laws were put in place where we can't walk off the job.
Current FEA President Joanne McCall says the 1968 walkout did come at a cost. While it was the first in the nation, it was also the last in the state. Today, public employees, including teachers, are barred from striking under both the Florida Constitution and state law. And if they do, they face hefty penalties. Teachers could lose their teaching certificates, have their pay frozen, and employees at large risk their retirements. Yet McCall admits Florida teachers are still reaping the benefits from that strike.
Do we deserve more and should be there great more pay? Absolutely, there should be more pay. But there have been raises. Whereas when you look at Oklahoma, they haven't had raises in 9 years. They have 40 kids in the classroom. We aren't following our class size amendment, but it's probably not that egregious.
In recent years, Florida lawmakers have pulled back from fully funding public employee retirements and requiring employees to contribute 3%. The state has also eased up on requirements of the class size amendment, which dictates the number of kids in a classroom. It eliminated tenure for new educators, and it's made big changes in how public schools are funded, even establishing what critics call competing systems through charter schools and private school scholarship programs. Teacher evaluations are tied to student test scores in a way even courts have said is questionable.
Are our people angry? Yes. they're very angry. And when you watch social media, there's a lot of, let's do this, let's do that. And I have to try to caution my people to follow the law, mm-hmm. because we can't, it would be irresponsible as the state president to ask my people to go ahead and strike and then jeopardize their retirement and their certificate. So there's penalties for the individuals, but there's also penalties for the union.
In its biography of Governor Kirk, the State Archives, FloridaMemory.com, notes he went on to make big gains in improving water quality and approving a new state constitution. Yet it also says, quote, as governor, he resisted the efforts of teachers to conduct a statewide walkout and opposed the court-ordered forced busing program. Kirk lost his 1970 reelection bid. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.